Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Now, Johannesburg is not broken, but it certainly is breaking. Once South Africa's undisputed economic powerhouse, the city now wrestles with collapsing infrastructure, erratic service delivery, and failing governance. But is the decline irreversible, or can Johannesburg be turned around? I want to talk now to Rashid Sidat from the Gauteng City Region Observatory, who says the fix is possible, but he goes on to say it's not going to be fast, nor, I guess, is it going to be easy. So, Rashid, a very warm welcome, and let's be blunt. Is Johannesburg still salvageable, or do you think we're just witnessing managed decay?
Well, I think it is, in fact, salvageable. It will require really intensive work over an extended period. Certainly in the short to medium term, we have to stabilize the situation and in the long term, build slowly.
You argue that there are viable plans in place. What are those plans? And maybe more importantly, who is actually implementing them?
Well, I just want to introduce the Presidential Johannesburg Working Group, which was the presidential intervention that started in March this year. It's modeled on the eThekwini intervention by President Ramaphosa, and it's basically focused on a range of things, which include, I think, firstly, dealing with the unstable coalition and the ability to address that. Also looking at issues around the rebuilding of the administration and stabilizing the finances.
Running parallel to that, Rashid, we've got the group that you've just mentioned. Then we've also got the mayor's so-called bomb squad. Do we not have too many groups running around doing the same thing and chasing their own tails?
Well, we understand that the bomb squad will actually be complementary to this initiative. A lot of the work that's being done in the presidential initiative basically comprises of officials from national, provincial, and local government. It includes ourselves from civil society and academic institutions, and so that we have a multi sort of process. Whereas the bomb squad is much more of a political entity and basically will ensure that the plans that are developed through this process will be implemented. So we see that sort of relationship between the detailed plans and implementation by the bomb squad, or to oversee the implementation.
Ask any resident of the city and they will tell you that service delivery failure is rampant. So where would you place the greatest bottleneck right now? Is it political instability? There's been plenty of that. Is it leadership? Or is it simply mismanagement of budget, or a combination of all three?
It's always a combination of all three. I think the rot did start, I think, with the political instability since the 2016 local government elections. And I think that spilled over into the administration. And consequently, we had poor service delivery and poor financial management.
So what's the risk, do you think, that residents and businesses are at the point where they just lose patience? They either divest or leave. Are we not at that tipping point already?
Well, I hope not. Of course, we have experienced semigration. We are seeing, for example, that the levels of investment in the city are not as they used to be historically on a fairly consistent basis. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist anymore. And of course, I mean, people react in other ways. They protest, like we see in Soweto this morning, for example, around electricity.
Mm. You speak as well of restoring institutional memory, and I think that's very laudable. But it's going to be difficult, surely, to rebuild technical capacity when so many experienced officials have given up and have left the job.
Well, look, I think that it is true that we have a bloated bureaucracy. I think that there are still a rump of officials who are fairly effective at what they do. They are sort of scattered around the administration. We have to make sure that, and in a collective sense, how we sort of employ the right people going forward, right-size the bureaucracy, and make sure that the processes of appointment are not on the basis of nepotism, but on the basis of clear capability.
And Rashid, given the Metro's massive infrastructure backlog, where do you start to prioritize? Where should the first money be spent realistically? Is it on water? Is it roads? Is it energy? Is it safety? The list goes on and on.
We think that water and sanitation is number one, followed by electricity and followed by roads. Those things are giving residents of the city the most grief. Water is a fundamental human right, and we're seeing the water outages and interruptions increasing on a daily basis. So there's a need to focus that, stabilize the situation, and then rebuild the infrastructure over the medium to long term. A very similar picture with electricity. Of course, after load shedding sort of ended, at least we're seeing a relative degree of stabilization as far as that is concerned. But it's a huge colossus is in city power, and needs to be sort of tamed, as it were, so that we can actually have optimal service delivery. And then roads has been a very sore point for everyone. Around potholes and so on, but the general maintenance of the public sort of environment is really important. So that's what I would focus on.
Let me throw an old business cliche at you. It says that you can't manage something unless you can measure it. What would the KPIs be around the fix in Johannesburg? How do you know when you've started to, at least in the beginning, achieved some modicum, some degree of success?
Well, I think there would be sort of KPIs to do with the technical situation, and in particular issues around, say let's take water. Mm. We need to make sure that, 95% or maybe 98% of the time people have uninterrupted water. A similar thing for electricity, and I mentioned roads. We should have close to 5% complaints about potholes, for example, and so on. So I think the work that we do in the Gauteng City Regional Observatory is basically to get a sense about whether or not people are satisfied, and that we can pick up through our survey. So levels of satisfaction are directly related to the actual situation on the ground.
And just a final one, germane to all of this, of course, is rebuilding public trust in the city's leadership. So many residents feel abandoned or betrayed. That's easier said than done, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think what we found is a very low level of satisfaction in government and in general, so all spheres of government. What we've also found is on the issue of trust is particularly low as well in our survey work that we've done in the past. But the only way to actually address that is to make sure that the multiplicity of issues that we're addressing are basically effectively addressed.
Well, as you rightly say, it's not going to be fast, and it certainly is not going to be easy. That is Rashid Sidat from the Gauteng City Region Observatory. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.